It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. We talked a little bit about animal control and recruitment. You've also got a canine unit.
We do. We have a new canine who has been deployed for not quite 2 months, named Kareem. We had a donor to the program on the condition that we allow the kids at St. Pat's School to name Kareem, give him a middle name, because they come, obviously, with a name that they've grown accustomed to for quite a while. This spring, we were able to go over to the school. The kids submitted names. They went through a voting process. They came up with the name that they wanted Kareem to have as his new middle name, and it's Clover. So now it's Kareem Clover. He's right at about 22 months old, I guess, right now. So he's still got some puppy left in him. He's a Belgian Malinois, and they're a high-energy dog. He's so alert. He's so focused. It is really neat to see him. I don't want to say perform, because he's a working dog. This is what he does. But I have two rescue dogs, a boxer and an English pointer, and they're great dogs. But, you know, they walk into the room, and they're just like, hey, we're here. Pet me. And completely different. Kareem is the kind of dog that you almost expect him to talk to you. He's so focused. He'll sit down. He'll look up at you, and you're thinking, do I need to give him my driver's license? It's almost like he's like, who are you? I need to know what you're doing. Are you currently employed? Are you going to school? But he is such a wonderful dog. And honestly, in the police department, he walks in, it's almost like having an in-house therapy dog for us. We're having a badge made for him, and it'll have his full name on there. He's just doing really good. He's doing great out on the street. He's already been involved in 8 felony arrests and some nice seizures, and he is just a value-added benefit to our community. It's another piece in that wall that you try to build to prevent, displace, and deter crime in Parsons.
He is trained in drug detection, but also as a search dog.
Yes, for tracking, and not only for suspects that have fled on foot, but just as important, lost children, folks who have dementia that wander off. As you can well appreciate, if you have a lost child or a dementia patient who is lost, all of your resources get called into that. And it can be incredibly time consuming and worrisome when you don't instantaneously find that person. And Kareem is going to give us a vastly new ability to be able to track people in that regard.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.